Professor Colleen Hacker is taking a break from teaching exercise science and sports psychology at Pacific Lutheran University. She's traveling to Russia with the U.S. men's and women's hockey teams for the Winter Olympics. Hacker's job title is mental skills coach. And what is that exactly?
We want them to have the butterflies, but we want to teach them to have the butterflies fly in formation. So it's really teaching the athletes to be in control of their best performance.
Hacker says she works on mental toughness with the U.S. hockey players one-on-one and in group sessions. She spends most of her time with the women's team, where she has a four-year history. Hacker says the techniques she teaches the Olympians can be adapted for use by all of us, be that in a high-pressure corporate boardroom or, say, in youth soccer.
How much they're committed to their mental skills training changes from a 9-year-old to an Olympian, but not the fundamental skills and strategies.
For example, Hacker is a fan of what she calls positive self-talk.
So what am I saying to myself? If I'm running, I'm going, oh, my legs are tired. Oh, I've got 20 more miles to go. Not helpful. Let's say a soccer player shot and missed the goal. A positive self-talk would be, you know, keep shooting, keep putting pressure on the keeper. I'll eventually get it.
Other parts of her game include concentration training, sticking to a consistent pre-performance routine, and imagining success with all of your senses.
So I want athletes to feel the equipment. I want them to feel the cold on their cheeks. I want them to taste that sweat on their lips and mouth. I want them to hear the sound of a slap shot and the puck coming off the boards.
Hacker says her goal with mental toughness coaching is to boost performance by 3-5%. She says that could be the difference between silver and gold in Sochi. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma.